make memories today to relieve the pressure of your life.
What was that? Is that your friend the horse?
What? What?
That was quite a sound.
Pressure.
Yeah, it sounded like a horse.
It feels good to do every now and then.
It does. Like friends and pressure.
You do that a lot when you get like bottled up with a little bit of like angst. That's plenty. That's your release sound.
I got plenty of that. You should hear plenty of it. All right, 8 minutes after the hour. Dex Steffens, Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to meet Joe Bastardi. Who is a weatherman of note. Many of you around the country have heard him talk about various weather events. He's very, very, very popular, very, very well known, and very tuned into Hurricane Irene. There are a lot of actually national disaster comments on Facebook. Did I say national or natural? I think the question is not natural, but...
I think we're in the middle of a national disaster.
Yes, I think we may be. And you can, by the way, we're streaming live, Richie and me. Our video is at DougSteffen.com. The disaster comments, Jennifer, you be in charge of Facebook. What do we have from people? Richie's got
a thread
going. Rich,
can you be in charge? Because my computer is totally dead.
Sure.
Oh, really? What happened to your computer?
I don't know. I'm having a bad technology morning, all morning long. I'm rebooting. Oh, but here we go. Okay. Here we go. Sorry about that.
All right. We're all so dependent on technology.
Facebook, yeah. I know. The question on Facebook is that we've had a lot of natural disasters this week. We had earthquakes. We've had hurricanes. So if you had to pick one natural disaster to live with forever and ever, what would it be? Do you have
a
choice?
A disaster going on all of in
no,
throughout
but if you
your
had
life?
To live with one, like let's say I
live with one, like living with Kim Kardashian,
is a natural disaster. Absolutely. Well, maybe a surgically enhanced disaster, maybe.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. So Renee Taylor picked hurricanes. She said she lived in St. Petersburg, Florida, during Hurricane Elena. Grew up in New Madrid County, fault line in Missouri. Definitely a hurricane because you get some warning to get to safety. Yvonne said a hurricane. She's been through several, and she still remembers the big ones from the 50s and the 60s. Mm-hmm. Dee Dee Martin said hurricanes for sure. She lived in Guam during Typhoon Paca, and you have days to prepare. Days, she said. Patricia says gridlocked Congress is her pick. Far safer, a disaster you don't have the storm, the supermarket for. And Elizabeth Ward Green said rain. I don't know if rain is a disaster, but we'll count it.
Think of all the natural disasters. You have earthquakes. You have no idea they're coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes. Okay, it's tornado season. And there's a possibility.
You
kind of
have a
20-minute
warning or something. Yeah.
Right. I mean, okay, all of the situation is ripe for a tornado, but you don't know. Hurricanes really are the only ones where you know it's coming.
Right.
A tsunami.
I'd rather have an earthquake over a tornado, though.
You would?
Really, why?
You know, there's something to be said about not knowing when something awful is going to happen.
Yeah. I think it's better. Maybe... As somebody who grew up on the East Coast, had some hurricanes. The worst one is 1954. I don't like the word even, but I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about them that makes me... Some people, Richie says, well, it's kind of cool if it's not too bad.
Right. I like wind and rain. I like thunderstorms. But, yeah. When we had Isabel, I'm telling you, that's a kick in the pants there, man.
So what would you guys pick?
Well, last night, Charlotte and I were up most of the night because there was about a 4-hour thunder and lightning storm that blew through here that was really nerve-wracking. And so I look outside this morning, beautiful, clear sky and stuff, cleans out everything. But while it's going through, it is very, I don't like electrical. As a matter of fact, I had jumped into the pool last night and I could see the lightning from off in a distance and I hightailed it out of the pool.
Yeah.
Good idea, Marty.
Thank you. All right, so we have lots of...
Do you like weather? Do you like extreme weather? I guess not.
No. Why do you think I go to California in the wintertime? Yeah, I think I like to sit here through all the cold weather and the snow.
If it's going to snow, I want it to snow a foot. If it's going to rain, I want it to rain hard.
Yeah,
but, once you get to this point where the hurricane stuff, that's...
It's pretty interesting to look around. I was looking at some of the things here in Boston. Facebook fans are complaining about a radio station here, a country radio station. That is the only way you can get info. Kenny Chesney, Jennifer, is supposed to have a concert here.
Oh, I heard, and they
Gillette
moved
Stadium. Yeah, right. I think they moved it from Saturday, Sunday to Saturday or something.
Yeah,
changed
my
some
buddy
ball
Zach
games
Brown.
Too. They changed some ball games from Sunday to Saturday, doubleheaders, that sort of thing. But anyway, there's lots of info. We're trying to put it all together, and because of that, we've invited Joe Bastardi, the chief forecaster at Weather Bell Analytics, to join us in a moment. We'll talk about the hurricane and what to expect. So that's right around the corner here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Okay, quarter past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. No secret, the hurricane has a lot of people on the East Coast talking. We're all around the country talking about the earthquake that occurred here this week and just the weather in general. Is it getting tougher? Are we really in a circumstance where the earth is changing? This kind of a storm has happened many, many times. So the news media is going to make it worse, seem worse than it is. So we thought we'd ask Joe Bastardi, who was with AccuWeather for 32 years, now at Weather Bell Analytics. He's a name that's well known, a household name around the country when it comes to weather. Joe, good to talk with you. You've probably been at this now since the hurricane really became serious a couple of days ago, right?
No, actually, 10 days before you. I don't mean to be cocky, but
no, go ahead. You know, it's all right.
No, my job, my real job. I'm in a sort of a cavern over here. My real job, folks, you see me when these things appear because that's when everybody picks up on it.
Right.
But what I do is I set up energy, retail, agricultural interests globally for major weather events. So this was identified to clientele, insurance, energy interests 10 to 15 days ago saying this is the storm to watch for one. For two, this is part of the overall pattern that we forecasted this year. This is not the last big threat on the eastern seaboard this year. In fact, by September 10th, I expect a couple of more to be floating around close enough to be getting the news media's attention. And if it's like 1954, like I believe the overall pattern is, heat and drought in the southwest, three major hurricanes near the eastern seaboard, they're going to be going out of their mind with this whole global warming thing, but in reality, I'm almost sneering at it. We're long overdue on the eastern seaboard. If you take a look at the maps of the 1950s, we're like a road map from the Carolinas to New England. So I don't know what people were expecting to happen or why they are looking at this and saying, oh, my gosh. I will tell you this. What is unprecedented is just a matter of track. something that I always said to myself, why hasn't this happened? A storm move almost straight north from Hatteras to New York City. I've always been saying, boy, my father, who's a meteorologist, we both look at maps and go, how come that doesn't happen? In 44, we had a storm go just east of North Carolina to just barely east of Atlantic City, tore up every boardwalk from the Carolinas all the way up to Atlantic City, destroyed the Atlantic City boardwalk. That's the closest thing to this kind of track. And this storm, by the way, I disagree, as much as I love the Hurricane Center and the work they do, I disagree with them lowering the winds when the pressure is continuing to fall. That means that the storm is getting more powerful overall. I actually have what I call a power scale where you incorporate the barometric pressure. You saw what happened with Ike. They were saying, well, it's a Category 2, yet the barometric pressure was a Category 3 storm. And when it reached land, guess what? Everything showed up. Same kind of thing with Hugo in 89. So this is an extremely serious situation. Even though in a classroom it might be a 110-mile-an-hour storm, in practical terms, when you tell the public that, they say, oh, here we go, it's going to weaken, right? That's not the case here. So it's sort of a little bit of a disagreement in diagnosis, but I do think that this is coming. And, again, the unprecedented event is having this track the way it's going to track. But it's something that I've always wondered, well, why hasn't that happened? Why are they always offshore 50 miles or inland a bit? And basically, it's just a matter of how things worked out.
All right. So you referenced 1954. I can remember, because I live in the town now that I grew up in, there were places in town 14, 15 feet of water that didn't drain out.
Where was that?
This is Framingham, Massachusetts.
That's right. Well, I was, Providence. And
yep, you were in really Providence at the time. Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah, so my dad grew up in 38 and 54. I wasn't born in 54 yet. But what happens is, being the son of a meteorologist who grew up in New England,
Yep. Guess
what you're going to hear? You're not hearing about the three little bears. You're hearing about the three big hurricanes
right. In
your bedtime story.
So under the circumstances, this track looks like it goes over Long Island. I'm reading what you have suggested, over Long Island, sort of right up the Connecticut River Valley, if it sticks to the current.
Which is not the prime, eastern Long Island. It's not 38 or 54.
No.
It's something that, really will tear up every boardwalk and beach installation from the Virginia Capes all the way up to Sandy Hook and probably Fire Island and some of these other places.
Yeah.
I don't believe that this is going to shove 20 feet of water into the battery. I do believe that we are going to have strong enough winds in New York. I have them getting 60 to 80 miles an hour, gusts to near 100 in New York, and Philadelphia 70 to 80 miles an hour, gusts to 90 because of the way this storm is structured. It's going to be a very, very big storm.
All right, if you have a moment, we have to do a couple of things for the local stations that carry this program, but I want to go beyond Irene. We have the current situation. A lot of people are evacuating. I'll ask you whether you think that's appropriate or people just need to get real and settle down and prepare themselves where they are. But I want to hear what you said. There would be three storms sort of like this, and I want to sort of probe that a little bit more with you, if you will. Joe Bastardi, a chief forecaster at Weather Bell Analytics, here on the Good Day program at 21 past the hour.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Three after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking with Joe Bastardi, who has a degree from the Pennsylvania State University in meteorology. And one of the things I like about Joe is he knows how to pronounce the word. Many of the people who have those degrees and who are certified meteorologists, they call themselves meteorologists, and it drives me nuts. Like February and library, I go bananas when I hear somebody go, I'm a meteorologist. Yeah, sure you are.
A meteorologist.
A meteorologist. That means you're a butcher.
Yeah, you sound like my dad. He gets on my case because of, it's kind of interesting in that I write 1,000-word blogs in maybe 25, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an A in technical writing in college because if I had a 1,000-word paper, I had 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
And my dad is a good writer. He says, you know, I mean, he literally, my mom will print out what I do and he will correct it with red pen. And when I go home, yeah, take a look at this.
All right.
You know, he's always been a stickler for detail, and he taught me well with the weather.
Yeah.
As far as, and that's why when people were trying to take this out to sea the other day, I said, no, the pattern, the upper pattern, that if you look back at storms at why they run the eastern seaboard, this fit right with it. And it fits the overall pattern of this particular hurricane.
All right, so, what do you say to those people who are, you kind of said it a few minutes ago, just joining us, Joe, is talking obviously about the hurricane that's bearing down on the East Coast this weekend, but more the trends for the fall, the discussion of global warming, which always becomes political and pretty silly.
That's exactly what it is, political and silly.
Yeah,
exactly right. I'm just even getting frustrated being involved. In fact, the only reason why I'm really involved is, again, my dad.
Yeah.
Said that, you know something, you should stand and fight. You know this, and you know, people have seen me know that I get a little aggressive sometimes. I don't play well with others.
Yeah.
So it's political and it's silly. There, in my opinion, now, you know, when I first started examining it really, really closely, I said, okay, I understand your argument. I read everything, and I still read everything I get my hands on the other side of the aisle. But they've become caricatures of themselves and sort of clown figures. And I'm talking to you guys, quit blaming every single little thing on global warming. I mean, there are people in this debate that are men of goodwill, men and women of goodwill, that, you know, they have things that they are arguing about, and I see what their concern is behind all the scenes. I don't think it has any real impact on society in general.
The Earth is, the Earth has changed. It's 4.5 billion years old. There have been all kinds of things that have gone on here, and they will continue to go on. Let's though talk about the rest of the hurricane season, because you made a prediction a few minutes ago about a couple of more storms like Irene that may scoot up the coast. And it has been, I think 1991 was the last time I can remember a hurricane being in New England. My memory may not serve me correctly, but I think that's true. So,
right,
under the you go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, it was Bob.
Bob, that's
Bob,
it. Right. Bob,
yeah.
Bob, Bob. Yep,
Bob
yep,
was, yeah, Bob. And Bob spelled backwards is Bob. Keep that in
I've
mind.
Heard that, yeah. So what do we have this year to think about? The news media will, again, stir this pot and make everybody scared, and it's, okay, it's the reality. So what else? You said another one in September?
Well, yeah, I think you're going to see two or three off the eastern seaboard in September. They're going to at least threaten. I'm even looking at it right now. There may be a weak development in the Gulf between the 1st and the 5th mm-hmm. of September, but if it's going to develop, it's not coming from the east. The African wave train is weaker than normal this year and further north than normal, and that means
what causes that?
Well, the storm, the waves that are coming off Africa, they're not going to develop till late in the game. Even you see this new tropical depression is having trouble developing in the eastern Atlantic. And what we saw was we saw four or five storms just spin up off old fronts off the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
But the real meat of the season, these African waves are aimed further north into the area between Bermuda and the South Atlantic states. And some of them go out, some of them get in close like Irene and then develop. And the problem you have here, folks, is in the 1950s when the Pacific cooled as it is now and the Atlantic was still warm, it focuses the action along the eastern seaboard. If you want to go back and look at a year that is so close to this, it's amazing. It's 1954. The tremendous drought and heat wave in the southern plains of 54, and then the three sister hurricanes, Carol, Edna, and Hazel, running the eastern seaboard. So it's not like this hasn't been seen. What these other folks rely on, the folks that are trying to feed you all this stuff about the, you know, the world blowing up and everything else, is they rely on the fact that you don't go back and dig into 1954.
Right. You know, look at the old weather notes and
yep.
the stuff that's been around.
It's
so,
classic.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Classic.
So we have about a minute left here. Best advice to people, I've said batten down the hatches, get real, don't be running away from it, because where are you going to go? Frankly, but what's the practical side of this?
Well, the practical side is an unprecedented storm from Norfolk up to Long Island. I mean, you know, there's no, like my dad, you know, I've got reference my dad. You know, he grew up in Federal Hill in Providence, so he's a tough guy, right?
Right, yeah, right.
He says, well, they've just issued a mandatory evacuation for east of Route 9 in his town.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Joe, as you know, we live 50 feet west of Route 9. I'm saying, Dad, you know, I'm saying, what am I going to tell him? Dad, you don't know what you're doing. You lived through 38 and 54,
mm-hmm.
right? So these folks in these barrier islands have to get the heck out, because you're going 80 to 100 with,
right.
with the...
So then get off of...
East and southeast.
Get off of Block Island, and among other things, the barrier islands.
Block Island and Newport, I think, are fine.
Okay. All right,
the
Joe.
The Hamptons, though, another situation.
Get out of the Hamptons. Joe Bastardi with Focus on the Hurricane this weekend and what's coming this season. Thank you, sir. Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? when your good friends lock you out.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
That's Kevin's Good Day program. Thank you for your interest and support. It's one of those radio programs that moves as fast as Hurricane Irene from one item to another because there are a lot of things going on in our world. I thought it was interesting how Joe Bastardi, just joining us, he was the meteorologist that was on talking about Irene and how the global warming guys. When I say silly, I use two words. One of them is silly. I know that, because all that discussion is pretty silly. Speaking of silly stuff, here's something. Imagine yourself, I just was looking, one of my colleagues was involved in a situation that, it's just one of those stories. The world is so full of interesting stories, interesting people, things that are going on. Some of them are fun, some of them are silly. This sort of fits into one of those nebulous areas.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a radio station, a guy who's giving away a big prize. Matter of fact, I think the prize was a car.
Ooh, I like that.
So the host of the program announces the name of the winner.
Okay.
And you got 20 minutes to call to claim the prize.
Yeah, we've all heard
this
before.
Right, or I get the car.
Okay, right. Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I want that car.
Okay.
So the phone rings, and a man asks the host if he'd called out his wife's name. And the host says, yeah. And he's all excited. Yeah, you know how these morning guys are. Richie,
yeah.
Imagine Joe Diamond or Jack Diamond, whatever his name is. Yeah, yeah, here's Fred. His wife has just won a new car. Fred, how are you doing? And Fred goes on the air and says, my wife died 4 days ago.
But you won a car.
Yeah.
Now you can go to the funeral in your new car.
Oh, no. So this is true?
This
is why
truly
died.
Yeah, no, this happened. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. So did she not win the car? Is she disqualified and they move on to the... Okay, then.
Well, that's the interesting thing. What do you do under that circumstance?
She doesn't win the car. She's
no.
Didn't have his name.
Well,
had her name.
But nobody at the station knew what to do. They gave the car.
Yeah, that puts a damper on things.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You got to give the car to the husband.
Yeah.
Got to.
But they didn't.
Really?
Uh-uh. Contest rules. The decision of the judges is final. The judges decided to move to the next person. They called another name out, gave the car to the next person, which I thought was about as tacky.
What a PR opportunity missed.
Yeah.
Right, oh yeah. Yes. But you see, that's the way.
Or they could have offered to donate the car to a charity that the wife liked.
Yeah, in the wife's name or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a PR bonanza handed to you in your lap, and you
blow it.
Chuck it out the window.
Yeah. 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 It's just.
I mean, forget just doing the right thing and helping the guy out and giving him something good in his life at a time when he needs it.
I have always. I've been in this business since I was a teenager. So I've seen lots of different management stuff, and I've been management myself a couple of times.
Really? Because you've only, I mean, you were just a teenager a few
I
years
am.
Ago.
I am. I'm only a teenager at heart.
Such a young
boy. Why must I be a teenager at heart? The kinds of people, and I say this lovingly because I obviously need the support of about 400 program directors in order to make this program work. But sometimes, and they're all chuckling to themselves now because they know exactly what I'm going to say. Is it this business or is it every business? Maybe I'll make my point by asking a question. Is it just this business or is it every business where upper management are nincompoops?
in most businesses.
Is that the way it is?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Your reflections on your boss. If you would like to take a minute or two, we will take calls right now from people who would like to talk about their boss. Don't have to mention your name or the boss's name. Just what is it
Everybody's
about your boss?
Everybody's name will be Bob.
Right. You can be Fred, Alf, whatever, whoever you want to be.
Or your girl, Bobby.
Yeah. But why is it? Maybe it's because this is my business, and I see what nincompoops senior management, the middle-level guys who really kind of know what's going on, who have their fingers on the pulse, they really get it, and they know what's going on. But the people who either are anointed sometimes because they're the son of the owner. I mean, I had that when I was working. or the daughter of the owner, in the case of Jennifer. I remember the guy who ran, God bless him, he's dead now, the station, the first station I worked at that I now own, WTTF and Tiffin. It is amazing when I think back at this guy and what a snooze he was and how that radio station functioned. He wasn't a bad, didn't have a mean bone in his body, but he was a nitwit. He was and I was, I'm learning the business and I'm subject to his foibles, and because he was such an incompetent, that was good for me because I got a lot of work out of it. But then as I moved up and moved out and worked in different circumstances, I saw the same thing everywhere. And I just thought to myself, how can this business survive? And then I realized when I got into other businesses that pretty much all business is the same.
Yes.
How is and the government's the same. And
no.
The world is the government's more nincompoopery.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is?
What?
Is once you get to that upper level,
yeah.
All of a sudden you're worried about what corporate is going to say.
And you consolidation
manage,
is worse.
And you start to manage in a different way.
Yeah.
We become such a bottom line society without cutting anything.
When I left the car business, it was because of this exact thing. It was because it started to be not one dealership, three dealerships. It started to be a company owned 40 dealerships, and they all ran in the same way.
Yeah.
Then I get into radio, and same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any
and
difference.
And it's the same in the furniture business. That's what it's all becoming, the retail business. What happened to all the nice regional department stores? They're all gone. It's all Macy's.
Everything.
Right. Everything is.
You can't walk
and
in.
And everybody's afraid to make a decision in business because they don't want to be the ones that are in trouble for pulling the trigger on something.
All right, so go ahead, Richie.
Well, that's why whenever I go out and buy something that's a semi-major purchase, I mean, a TV, a computer, or something like that, I try to purchase that item from an independent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love independent.
If I can, if I have to go to Best Buy, I'll go to Best Buy. Mm. But if I can go to Belmont TV, which has 15 stores here in the Washington area, I will.
Yeah. And I will say this. This is true confessions for just a moment. I'm the only guy left in the country producing a family. It's a family program produced by a family. My family and friends, if you will. And there's no support from anybody else. God knows we're finding that out the hard way. I don't have any core support from anybody other than you who are listening. and the stations that are carrying the program and the advertisers that support the program. And we all know what our business has been like the last 3 years. So the advertising community pays according to what it can get to as far as ears are concerned. And so it's been a struggle. And I see this all around. Where I was the golden boy, and I don't mean this to sound any other way than it was. I was, 16 years ago. I was the golden boy because I was doing something that started a whole trend. And when people came in, they produced their own programs, they went to these agencies, and then they all went away, or they got bought up by the big companies. There are now three companies that control, we can argue maybe four, all of the syndicated product that there is, and most of the local product that there is. Three companies that own, four companies that produce. That's it.
Yep.
I'm the only one who's out there all by myself. And that isn't just making a statement as to how it relates to what Richie said about the car business. I know a woman in British Columbia who's got a single car dealership. She's doing okay, but she's being approached and attacked by people all around who want to buy her out or who want to, you know, control all of the mechanisms for buying cars. There it is. Yeah, that's the tune.
Which is truly offensive.
There you go. Thank you, Rishi. 800-510-8255. Jennifer's going to do her television update. Dave's call from Tiffin, listening to TTF. In fact, hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
I'm doing well. How are you
His
doing?
His name is Bob, Doug.
Great. Listen, I make it short and sweet, Doug. You know, I'm retired, and I've worked for many, many companies over the years. And, you know, it's what the crossing of politics with business. It's called the Peter Principle. People rise to the level of their own incompetence.
Yeah. How is it that we keep falling for that, though, Dave? Is that tell us about you and your business. Did you have a business? You work for somebody else? Would you? How does it fit?
No, I've had my own restaurants.
Do I know you?
No.
Where are your Where were your restaurants? Where are they still? And you don't.
It was in Lima.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a Bonanza Steakhouse.
Yeah. That's a
long time ago.
It's a corporate thing, but it was a franchise too, right? So
yeah, it was
business?
A franchise. Yeah, I own the franchise, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I've worked for many, many, many companies, and I've seen it in almost every company I ever worked for.
Yeah.
The higher up people go, the more incompetent they get.
And it's
at their
amazing because the companies keep getting bigger, and the company is run by people who are more incompetent. How do they survive?
I think we're at that crux right now where many of them are failing because of that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They never recognize that's what they're doing.
Right, the same in government is failing because it's too big and not controllable. You're very astute on that case. So have you lived in Tiffin all your life, or did you move up there after Lima?
No, actually, I'm originally from Sandusky, Ohio.
I am. Yeah.
I've lived in Tiffin since 92.
Mm-hmm. Did you know, do you know any of the folks at Heidelberg?
Actually, I did graduate work at Heidelberg.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. A fellow that ran the theater department, a guy named Jim Austin, James Lee Austin, passed away on Sunday, and his service was last night at Trinity, and a number of friends of mine went to it. He was a prof of mine, and I liked him. He was a very interesting character. To be in Tiffin, Ohio, and to be a theater guy was... He and I shared a lot of things that were similar in our backgrounds and how we both found Tiffin and both liked it as much as we did. He felt very much at home there, even though he was an Eastern guy.
Tiffin has that effect on
people. It does. It's a very interesting community. Glad to have a station. Glad to have you there, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Good weekend. He doesn't have to worry about the hurricane there anyway.
Nah.
All right. So anyway, it's just he's right. It does seem that people rise to a level, they do well, and then they get promoted that one more step, and they don't know what to do. So what do? They hide behind the people. If you're really smart, you can survive as an incompetent if you have good people underneath you. And that's how it works. You can be incompetent, but if you're smart enough to know you're incompetent...
Yeah, you build a good team.
You build a good team. Yeah. That's what you do. And so maybe that's the sign of good management. You're incompetent, but... You put people in around you who
I see that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I know you do. So do I. Some of the same people. Thank you, Rich. All right, coming up, the...
Big news.
Yes, we have big television news, so yes. Stand by for that. It's 14 before the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice lamb and rice dog food in 30 to 35 pound bags. Natural Choice provides premium nutrition and is guaranteed to improve your dog's skin and coat or your money back. Hurry in for these great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, let's check with Jennifer Horn now, find out what some of the television news. I was looking at DougStefan.com, where Phil Leppard, our supermarket guru, has taken a look at product placement on television targeted at children. I thought it was very, those of you
well,
who are parents.
Well, everybody's DVRing everything, so this is a new way to advertise.
Right, so if you're a parent, you might want to check this out. The it's, again, in the Better Living box. At DougStefan.com, Phil looking at product placement. And, again, this stuff is targeted at your children, so you ought to know what they're being hit with and what influences them. Okay, so what else, Jen?
All right, so a lot of people getting some new jobs on TV.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner, the mom of Kim Kardashian. Are these people everywhere? They have just struck the
Married to Bruce Jenner, the former Olympian, yeah.
She's been brought on as a fill-in host on The Talk. Now, we've been talking about how that show is just kind of up and flailing around right now. They've gotten rid of Leah Remini, Holly Robinson, Pete, all gone. Julie Chen still there, and Sharon Osbourne is going to be back, but she's on vacation. And they've hired somebody from radio, actually, from the Tom Joyner radio show, Cheryl Underwood. I don't know if you know her, but she's an African-American woman, stand-up comedian, and she calls herself...
What's she doing?
To be one of the hosts, one of the co-hosts on the show.
She calls herself a black GOPer, a sexually progressive, God-fearing black Republican. So it'll be interesting to see how she contributes to
that. No, it won't. It'll be a big bore.
I know. I'm not interested.
A sexually progressive, God-fearing black Republican.
Yes, that's what she calls herself.
She's a black lesbian. Lesbian Republican woman. Yeah. There you go.
Also, George Costanza from Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, he's got a new job. He's heading over to Kathy Bates' show, Harry's Law, this season. That show starts September 29th.
He might actually be good on that.
I think so, too, because they might have a good chemistry.
Yeah.
Now, we've been speculating about who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season. The big announcement comes Monday, but we have our cameras out in front of the studios, and guess who we saw going in?
Who?
David Arquette.
No!
Yeah.
Is he sober?
I think that he's going to be on the show with Kim Johnson, we think, is his partner.
Yeah, who's she?
Yeah. She was the hot blonde. She's won a couple of times. Last season, actually, with Heinz Ward.
We like
and then
hot
Heather
blonde.
Graham is going to TV. She's kind of a hottie. She's going to a Texas show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
All right, here he is, the guy with half the story about how to get the deal.
You have to hear the first half of the story so you know what the ending is.
Yeah, right, the other half of the story is. Right. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with the weekend weather brewing as it is. If you want to get out of town and you're in any from Raleigh north to Washington and Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, you better get out of town now because the airlines are not going to leave the planes sitting on the ground in areas where there could be a hurricane. They're going to take them out.
Yeah.
So they won't be there. And there also are some interesting developments if you're cruising. You're on a ship is one story. If you are aiming to get to a ship, another story. Tom will have those stories for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Okay, so Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. First of all, what ought to people to have a quick focus on traveling, as I suggest, on the East Coast? What do they do to prepare if they're wanting to travel? Go take a cruise, for example. They ought to go today, tomorrow. Some of these places are going to get wiped out. Not wiped out, that's not the right choice of words, but they're going to have a lot of weather starting today, in fact.
Well, we do have the rules. Most of the airlines now, because of the storm, they've waived penalties, which is usually for American, Continental, Delta, United, U.S. Airways is about $150. They waived that for changes. They've allowed the consumer to get any inventory still available. If your tickets are for this weekend, anytime between now and the next couple, I think maybe the next 4 or 5 days, they'll let you, make changes. And if you think the storm's going to hit, Saturday or Sunday, if you can get a plane on the day, or tomorrow, I'd probably say go for it. And, here's the thing you have to remember though. The smart thing here, if you do want to leave early, is to call the airlines there's no reason to go out to the airport. They're not going to talk to you very well. You want to get a confirmed seat before you even leave your house. Uh-huh. Know they've got you on a flight because a lot of the airlines won't let today you can't get by security. You can't go standby. And if you want to stand in one of those human lines out there and try to make a change, I think have you gotten those lines before? It's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
You can make changes over the phone or on the computer in minutes.
Yeah.
These guys take 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and remember, it'd be hundreds of people. So
let's
talk
about the cruise ships.
There's
two stories here. One of them is what's out in the ocean now and what would normally come in on a Saturday or Sunday and people trying to get there from these cities that may be closed down.
Well, the good thing about a cruise, they have such sophisticated radar. I've been on a cruise in the middle of a hurricane, and what you may do is you may lose a port because the hurricane's in that direction and they may take you somewhere else.
Yeah.
But you'll probably stay anywhere between 600 to 700 miles away from a hurricane. That captain doesn't want to be anywhere near those waves, and it can get a little. I will say this: it can get a little bumpy. In most cases, that's probably the best place to be than being on the islands of Nassau or in the Bahamas somewhere and can't go anywhere. The other thing is, if you are taking a cruise, another reason why you may want to leave now. If they're leaving this Saturday or Sunday or Monday, whatever the day of the week, and you can't get there, and you didn't pick up the insurance prior, and maybe buy the airfare and the cruise together,
you're out of luck.
You're out sometimes.
Ship
of luck, yeah.
Out of luck, I believe, was the term you used. All right. So there it is. Some good advice from Tom Parsons. Check him out. The best fares connection is at DougStephan.com.